Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's 5 o'clock.
Oh, my
it's time
goodness.
For Cinco de Fivo.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel Baconator today. All right, it was good to get a little call, a little discussion in, bring his sink a little different time here in the 5 o'clock hour. Pat Boyle bombed yesterday, big time.
It was rough. It was uncomfortable listening to
it. It wasn't that bad.
It was pretty bad.
I combined two things into one, and I'm running all the elements myself, so I lost track of where I was.
I hear you, but it was bad enough where I lowered it for a second, and I felt like 20 minutes later I put it back up, and you were still on three.
So let's see if Pat can get a little more punchy today and better.
That's not true.
Pat, what do you got today?
I got the five dumbest things Sean has said today, and there's a lot that had to be left out.
There we go.
Are you serious?
No, I'm kidding. In spirit of the Yankees losing a series to the Nationals last night, even though it's just one loss, right? Doesn't matter.
I think it's
one of the worst losses of the season. So here you go. The five worst Yankee losses of this season. Here we go.
All right. Here we go!
Number five.
Yeah, I'm going to say last night. Last night, fifth worst loss of the season because it's a rubber game. You're coming off a loss the previous night. The Yankees 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position in the series going into the game. Then on top of it, go 1-for-13 alone last night with runners in scoring position. Carlos Rodon melts down again. Pitch calm not working, so he balks in a run and then gets his nips blown off. Another clear and obvious indicator, this guy can't pitch in October. The Orioles have been asking the Yankees to run away with the division, and the Yankees are saying, no, you can have it. So losing a series to the Nationals, choke.
Okay, I could hear that. There's three in mind I have, so I'm curious if any of them make the list. Here we go.
Number four.
May 20th, the moment I believe Clay Holmes' season started to turn, because he had a blown save in that Diamondback series, but had not given up an earned run until this day. 4-1 lead over the Mariners, top nine, and probably the game that burns in C-Mac's mind whenever he wants to defend Clay Holmes, because all he does is, quote-unquote, give up soft contact. Mm-hmm. Two infield singles. The second one, Glaber throws the ball away. Oh, yeah, by the way, two walks in the inning because he can't throw strikes. You know, the sinker's just so good. He can't control it, though. Mm-hmm. Sack fly to tie it, then lays a fat meatball over the middle of the plate on 2-0 to tie France. Hits a single. Yankees lose a game where, for the first of 17 times this year, Boone tells us it's a gut punch, but Holmes is still the guy. It's a sign of things to come.
I like that. The first of 17 times I told it's a good punch. All right, let's go.
Number three.
2 weeks ago, the freaking stupid Little League Classic Sunday night game. Yeah. Stroman finally pitches well for the first time in months. The Yanks scratch a run off Tarek Skubal on a wild pitch. You know, Glaber a heads-up play for the first time all year. And guess who blows it? Clay Holmes down to the final out. Final out. Couldn't get one more out. Gives up a game-tying single. And then on top of that, DJ LeMahieu does something for like the second time all year. Go-ahead RBI single in the top of the 10th. And Mark Leiter gives it right back in the bottom of the 10th. Two singles right away. Can't even get one out. And then on top of it, you have the asswipe coach from Staten Island decides he wants to get his clicks and says Judge is a bad guy. So that puts a skid mark on the weekend as well.
Okay, that's a lot of words. I'm unaware of whatever you're talking about with Staten Island.
Yeah, I didn't see that either. I was on vacation.
You guys didn't see this?
The Staten Island coach said Judge basically didn't talk to any of the little leaguers the entire weekend and, like, ignored them.
The Yankees put out a statement defending Judge.
Really?
Like, this was news, yeah.
Just shows you. Me and Chris on vacation the same week. I had no idea that happened.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
Interesting. Okay. By the way, we were both on vacation before everybody... You didn't see that?
No.
Calm down.
I saw the game the next morning. I woke up early. I was passed out. I woke up the next morning Clay Holmes blow it.
Yeah.
And I can get into that game a little bit. John Boy brought it up. There's an issue with how they play defense for Clay Holmes.
Okay, here we go.
Number two.
Yankees couldn't let you enjoy your 4th of July weekend. July 5th, first game with the Red Sox, first of the series. Boston's starting to get hot. Nestor, though, gives you a great start. You felt like this was a game the Yankees just batter Boston 10-0. They scored 3 in the 4th. They end up leaving 9 guys on base. 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position. And then 3-1 in the 9th. Sox down to their final strike. Yeah. And guess who? Clay Holmes, who's got apparently better strikeout stuff than Emmanuel Clase, can't put away Masataka Yoshida after getting him down 0-2. And then 8 pitches later, the ball's in the 27th row in right field. And then in the 10th, Tommy Canley immediately serves up a meatball to Rafael Asadane for a 2-run jack. And this loss would have been tough to swallow against any team, but of course it happens to Boston. The Yankees lose 5-3.
Yep.
Interesting. So that's a good one. It tells me I have 3 games in mind and only 1 spot left.
I think, assuming one is one, I think he's got 1 and 2 100% correct.
Okay. Here we go.
number one.
Might be the worst regular season game loss I've ever seen. Final day of the first half against the team who the Yankees are racing against for the AL East, which will inevitably go down all the way to the final weekend. And if they lose to the division to the Orioles, they have this game to thank. Ben Rice's moment of his career, three-run bomb in the top of the ninth against Kimbrel, and the one time this year that I actually have defended Clay Holmes, who, you know, you can't trust in October, but the one game this year...
Who blew the game? Who gave up the three-run home on Ben Rice? I forgot.
Craig Kimbrel.
Okay, Kimbrel. Mm-hmm.
Who's no longer the closer, by the way.
Yeah, how's the other closer doing?
At least they tried. Yeah.
He's a kind sir. Tried. He's a good sir. Sir Anthony. Yeah. Anyway, so... And then the biggest disaster I've ever seen in the bottom of the ninth. Anthony Volpe takes six steps back onto the outfield grass and boots a ground ball that my three-year-old nephew could have fielded. And then Verdugo, this image will never leave my head, trips over his own 2 feet after misjudging a routine fly ball. And in a game that could have mirrored a nine-year-old Little League game in the armpit of America, the Yankees lose. And it was the Roku game on top of that. So, stupid 11 a.m. start time because of that idiot Manfred.
Okay, interesting. So, two I had in mind. Guys, they lost by double digits for the White Sox.
Yeah, not in the top five.
They're the only team this year to lose a game to the White Sox by double digits. I don't care that it didn't involve a blown save. They were never in the game and got bullied. That is one of the five worst losses of the year.
It certainly is not.
Also, the final Subway Series game, to get punched in the mouth like that, 12-3.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. You guys are expunging blowouts. Blowouts are still really bad losses. To lose
it depends on who.
To lose your dignity and have that many Yankee fans walk out of the Bronx that night losing 12-3 and getting swept by the Mets, that's a tough pill to
swallow. Yeah, well, you get hung up on this stuff. I don't. We just declared the Mets season practically dead and the Yankees are a game up in first place.
So doesn't it make losing to them four times even more embarrassing?
No, they embarrassed the hell out of the Yankees. No team has rubbed the Yankees' face in it more than the New York Mets, 100%.
And they deserved it.
But I don't qualify it. When I think worst losses, I think games that really impact what's going on in the standings and what's going on winning division. I think you could throw in the Kansas City Royal game, that last one they're about to sweep the Royals, and they blew the game in. And when I think about bad losses, we talk about it, it's a cliche. You win, you're going to win 60, you're going to lose 60. It's what you do with the other 60. But the blowouts, I consider one of the 60 losses. I very rarely would put a blowout loss as, like...
To me, that...
They had blowout losses to Baltimore. Luis Gil barely got out of the first inning. Like, those
are
losses.
That was a bad one that afternoon.
Yeah.
The problem is with those two. Number one, the White Sox, we're not just talking about a bad team. We're talking about a historically bad team. And you lost by double digits. And no other team in Major League has done that.
I care.
I'm telling you I care. You're asking who cares. I care.
You shouldn't.
Well, I do.
It shouldn't be in your top five bad losses. They won 5 out of 6 against them.
No loss will be worse than the loss that eliminates them, right?
They won't have one this year.
Dynamite drop.
I know. The five, tomorrow we could do the five worst losses yet to come.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.